Hey guys, welcome to Zaz episode 77. We have a couple guests today. We got my buddy. Oh, what the? Oh, I thought you were Walt Lee. I'm so sorry. Oh my God, this is so crazy. JT and Walt Lee.
Oh my God.
Just a couple of duos. All right, guys, welcome for official announcement and proper introduction. Chad and JT from Chad and JT Go Deep Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, they are here. First time meeting with each other.
First time meeting ever. Yeah.
What up, dudes?
Handshakes.
It's a pledge.
Yeah, pledge.
An absolute pledge.
Good to see you.
Do you guys do beach handshakes?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Italian kisses.
Italian smooches. Yeah.
We do the kisses. You do the knock it. Here, you go like this. Here, go like this, thumb out, and then I forget the rest, but then it goes, and then you knock
it's
it,
actually proprietary
and you do a hang loose. Yeah, shaka, so I totally muffed that up, you can cut that.
do you know what you just turned yourself was a dunna, shaka tap.
Yeah, I just outed myself as a huge poser.
All good. Well, welcome to the beach. This is Zaz Beach.
Yes, that's right. That's right. This is our lovely set.
We have a ton of people out here on the beach. No one has died yet, thanks to our good old lifeguard, Kenny.
Hey, thanks, guys. Well, no one's died yet.
Yes.
Emphasis on the yet.
I hope this kind of reminds you guys of your home, the OC, right?
For sure.
You guys are both OC boys.
Yeah.
Is that a hard place to rep? Orange County?
No, it's the easiest place to rep.
Really?
It's the best place in the world. Yeah, why? But why would you suggest otherwise?
I don't know, because I'm from the OC.
Oh, you don't like it?
No, I mean, it was good.
It's all right if you don't
No, I like it. It's just like, I can't.
On the spot.
I can't be like, OC!
It's a hated thing.
Yeah. But we have like, the infrastructure is so solid. The streets are so wide and the lawns are so well manicured.
But like,
I mean, we've perfected the track home. I think we have a lot to be proud of. And then dank fish tacos, a lot of buff dudes.
LA's trying to adapt the 5-lane highway. You guys have like the 10-lane like down there, dude. No?
Yeah.
But like when you think about Chicago, like Chi-Town, you know, we get down, whatever, right? I can't be like, oh, see, my parents are financially stable.
And rich as
I know you totally can say that. Yeah, my parents have done very well for themselves, and I'm very proud of them. Through uncertain economic times, they've made prudent decisions at the expense of others. We will continue to do that.
What OC cities are you guys from?
I'm actually, dude... I'm not from OC.
Dude, you're poser.
Yeah.
We can't edit everything out, dude.
What the fuck, dude?
Hey, you guys just assume. All right.
What?
I'm from Northern California.
Oh, where?
Yeah. Born in Sacramento, and then I lived in Bay Area, San Francisco.
I'm from Pleasanton, Livermore, Danville.
You're from Pleasanton? Dude, I went to Santa Clara.
And you're
what the fuck?
And you're appropriating
You're
appropriating my culture?
Yeah, dude. Every time people are like, where are you from? Like, Laguna. Rise up.
Dude, now that you say Sacramento, you do this, and like you did like the fake hang loose thing, I'm like, Sacramento people doing this is like, you're like gridlocked up there, dude.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way that
you Let me ask you something. Is Sacramento considered the Bay?
It is if you listen to Mac Dre.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, so he has the whole thing. We have a poster.
I saw the Sacramento one right there.
He has a thing where he legitimately thought that Sacramento was the Bay. And like, not Mac Dre joke or anything. Yeah. He legit thought that Sacramento was the Bay. We just let him go with that. We had Blake Anderson.
And then I got attacked. Online.
You deserved it to be attacked.
Like, as if I said something racist. Like,
really?
That was like the level of anger people had.
Yeah. Sacramento, we got the Delta. Which is good water skiing, good wakeboarding.
Isn't that like the dirtiest lake water like ever?
Yeah.
But if you're
not like dirty, like no slang dirty term, like just dirty water.
No,
like
straight up dirty, but boost your, like JT said, you get that good bacteria in you. It's
I heard
anti-aging.
COVID started in the Delta water.
Yeah.
Dies in there too. You can be swimming in there. If you kiss someone with COVID, you won't get it.
Yeah. I'm actually patient zero. I was wake surfing. And I had a sore throat. I'm like, I can't taste my pokey. And then it started. Tom Hanks got it. We were like, oh, no.
And as an OC resident, I don't believe in COVID. So
yeah,
but that's cool.
Hey,
it's cool you guys
are amen.
Where are you from?
San Juan Capistrano in Orange County.
Very nice.
There
where
you
the,
go.
Where the sure, doves sure. are supposed to fly, but they actually haven't flown there since like the 1970s. For the Swallows Day Parade.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, do we know about this? The Swallows
Day?
Yeah,
I've been there. I grew up in Dana. So I
Dude, did you go to Dana Hills?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
bro,
yeah.
Let's go. Dolphins.
Let's go, dude. Were you also a Dolphin?
No, I went to Santa Margarita Catholic High School for 2 years, got booted, and then I was in the inaugural graduating class at J. Sarah when my dad was on the board.
Damn.
No way, dude. Yeah. I did my freshman year at J. Sarah, and then I transferred to
Wait, is it J. Sarah also like Catholic or something?
Very
like that?
Catholic. Yeah. More Catholic than the other ones. Like, that's part of the rep.
Which, Kenny, do you remember? It was either that RSM, right? Or J. Sarah. There was a kid writing, in the bathroom with his shit. Is that a real story?
Oh!
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Wait,
I knew a guy who did that in junior high, and I used to bring it up to him. I brought it up, Colby. I brought it up to him for years after.
I didn't know it was there.
Every time I'd see him, I'd be like, dude, remember when he's like, bro, stop talking about that.
Well, I know about it. He's an OC legend.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same guy. That was just like a thing we did. So there was a couple of us, but not me personally, but guys I you know, ran with that.
Dude, that puts you on a list.
We're shit hurlers. Yeah, I didn't
is
know.
There
like,
art to it? What's the art to shit smearing?
I think just the well,
art.
Well, I heard
I might be talking about a different thing, but my buddy Colby, his buddy took a shit on the floor of the bathroom, and then Colby grabbed his buddy's shit, which I thought was really.
Was it his hands or?
Doesn't that make it crazy? Like, if it's his own shit. It almost feels contained in a way.
Still
but
crazy.
He grabbed another. I'm so sorry, guys. He grabbed another into the listeners. He just grabbed someone else's shit and threw it against the wall, and then he wrote.
Oh,
it.
You're my boy.
He wrote in it.
I think he like smeared. He tried to do like a Stussy symbol or something. Yeah.
I think we're gonna put the Factor ad read in right here. Good segue into the food. Ad.
Yeah, I was so headlong into talking about shit, I forgot this was being recorded.
Well, I heard. I remember that there was a story where someone was writing like with their shit in the school, and then like the principal came on like the TV broadcasting like, "We will catch you. Like, we're gonna come after you." Yeah,
they're gonna do like fecal analysis. And
yeah, and they apparently they caught him in the act mid smear.
Really?
Yeah. This is what I've heard.
Wow. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's like the, you know, the Target guy who was like shoplifting and he reached into his back and he was getting taken out by security guards and shat in his hand and smeared it in the security guard's face. Or she smeared on his own.
Yeah.
It's the last weapon of the corner.
Fair enough, honestly.
Dude, that video was fucking crazy.
If you get caught red-handed too, you can't like pretend you're an undercover.
Yeah. No.
I'm
with you guys.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find
Same
the guy.
Side.
You guys are watching Catch Me If You Can. It's like that.
I'm gaining the real guy's trust.
Graduate. He's like, I was so deep into character. I was drawing a dick with the shit.
It'd be funny if he gets like shit fright and he can't shit. He's like, oh, everyone's gonna know I'm undercover.
Yeah,
I can't
yeah.
fucking shit right
if
now.
If you're the real deal, you'll shit right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, are you one of us or are you a cop?
Yeah.
Oh, go on.
Smear it in my face. Yeah. Sorry.
Just gets anxiety shits.
What year did you graduate high school?
2006. I'm old.
Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Can't say that.
No, it's true. It's true.
Well, I was trying to think of what I felt.
That's like the Kevin Hart reaction. You know, he's like, damn.
5 years away from 9/11.
That's how you calculate if you're old or not.
Well, I remember where I was at.
Yeah. What year did you graduate?
2012.
Oh, okay.
From San Juan Hills.
That was a brand new high school.
Yeah, I was like the second year graduating class.
When did your dad leave the board?
I think he's still on it. I think it's a lifetime thing. He just doesn't like participate the way he used to.
Got it.
But it helped me a lot because I had like a 1.7 GPA. So I don't think I would have graduated without his largesse. So I love you, Dad. I love you.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's fun.
Further intros, because again, first time meeting here. I hear you go by Chad, or you go by
I do go by Chad. Okay. Yeah, my real name is Tom.
A lot of uncovering.
Yeah.
I didn't know you guys were going to do all this hardcore journalism.
You're breaking the fourth wall big time.
Oh, sorry.
We're going to cut everything
you said. No, we can talk about it. I'm more open about it. We used to, like early on when we were doing our stuff, we wanted to be like, just maintain the kind of mystique.
Yeah. Yes. This isn't a beach, by the way. Just to break fourth wall again. Just so you
I thought that was like a real rip.
Yeah, no, dude.
But then, we started doing the our like city council kind of pranks and all that kind of stuff, and people. I thought it was just so clearly a character, but people thought I was that guy. So then we're like, I guess I'm just gonna be Chad now. So I'm Chad, but
I'm not gonna lie, the vibe you bring now sounds almost just like the city council vibe. Not a bad
way. Dude, no, thank you.
But you're very chill. Well, I went like this, very chill. Very fucking
It's very aspirational, the character. So I always try to, like, we always talk about that. It's like we always try to aspire to their kind of level of carefree. Yeah.
It's crazy when the cameras were off, energy. You introduced, you're like, hey, Chad, nice to meet you guys. Cameras are on.
My shoulders go down.
You took a fucking bong rip behind the couch. You're like, oh, what the hell?
Full Heath Ledger moment.
Well, that's fucking clicked.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's a character. I'm like, yeah, but it's kind of just me.
Yeah.
You know, it's so it like started very much as a character, and that kind of evolved more into me, except I do dumb it down.
Yeah. At least it's like a very chill character versus like, if you're like someone more animated, you're like, do the thing.
Do the thing.
Right.
If that was just a huge nozzle. Okay. My God. I could, I'd just be on camera like, what's up, guys? Dude, I could never do that.
That's easy. We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, Factor. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. That's a great word, Wally. I said it loud and proud. You'll have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie, and more. That's better than your cart, Wally. You don't even have those options. Jeez, man. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. What are you waiting for? Get started today and have a great feel-good week of meals ready to go.
Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are.
Whoa.
Snacks, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Factor is a perfect solution if you're looking for a fast, upscale options done easily. Flexible for your schedule, get as much or as little as you need, choosing 6 to 18 meals per week. Plus, you could pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime.
No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. So head to factormeals.com/Zaz50 and use code Zaz50 to get 50% off. That makes sense. That's code Zaz50 at factormeals.com/Zaz50 to get 50% off. Thanks, Factor.
Thank you.
We're watching your guys' Friday beer pod with them, and you're not JT. You have a different name as well. Aren't you John Thompson? Or like...
No, JT. They're John Thomas, the initials.
But JT, like out of the womb, you weren't JT.
No, my parents didn't nickname me JT, but they call me JT now. Like everyone's kind of...
Fuck me, we can have... Yeah. I didn't watch all the pod.
I don't know.
Like, John Thomas and JT.
Sorry. I just wanted to get the full name, full intros.
You know what? Yeah. It was funny. I went by JT till I was like 21, and then when I first moved to LA, I started going by John. Like I might have been John when I first...
Yeah,
when we first started hanging out. And then once we started doing the characters, I was like, oh, I should go back to JT because I'm going back to my bro-y stuff.
And how did you guys meet? In Orange County?
No, doing stand-up in LA.
Okay,
nice.
We tell people we met at Hogue Hospital.
As babies.
Like when we were both born. Yeah, and he slid out and I was like, that's my guy.
Yeah.
And then we tell people that we've met
doing a four hose beer bong
at Landon's.
Yeah,
because our buddy Kellen had to slip out because he was on antibiotics.
Yeah, yeah. I love beer bongs. I haven't done a beer bong in like 10 years.
I have not done a beer bong.
Oh, I wish we had one to bring in for you guys.
Yeah, that'd be so fun. Really
10 a.m. beer.
They're
bong.
The best. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. We could beer bong. Yeah, come back in.
Did you guys not do beer bongs on Valentine's Day? Valentine's Day is a perfect time to do a beer bong.
No, we just did Coke. But we tested it. Yeah.
Coke's a good
Oh, we love Coke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, my gal deserves it. Yeah. She needs a night off.
What are you guys doing for Patty's?
I assume coming back here and beer bong.
Yeah. Some green beer bongs?
Yeah.
Lifeguard.
Chad, I actually saw you do stand up like pre-council days.
Oh, wow.
I was a student at UCLA and you did a show on the shitty, it was the shittiest venue. It was a staircase.
I remember that.
It was six students leaning up against the shitty brick staircase leading to a parking garage.
Yeah.
And I remember coming home to my apartment and being like, yeah, that show sucked, but there's one funny guy.
Oh, really?
Hey,
oh,
thanks. Hey, wasn't you?
Yeah.
He thinks of this whole story.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Thank you, man.
It was great. So it's cool to see you guys like blow up, man.
Oh,
you guys
thanks,
doing
man.
So well. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Very cute. How long have you guys been doing stand-up?
Dude. Forever, man. Like 9 years or something.
Yeah.
Because you guys are going on tour.
TNB, right. Touch and Bus Tour.
Yeah.
Yes. Next up.
Yeah, when's this coming out?
Next year.
Next year.
Yeah.
Where are we next? We're in Sacramento next.
April 3rd, no?
San Francisco. Arlington. Yeah. Sacramento, San Francisco,
Plano,
Tempe, Fort Worth, Arlington.
Yeah.
No, Irvine, what the hell?
We do that one, but that one's always more last second because it's just a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Yeah.
Those are the best, though, because like then I get like teachers from high school show up.
So much friends
and family.
Yeah.
It is really fun. You're nervous, though, because they all know you so well, and they all hit you up for tickets last second.
Yeah.
But
I prefer when I don't know anyone in the crowd.
That is nice.
Yeah.
We just did a pod recently with Fahim, and we were talking to him on his pod about like relationships, like if he's in one, and then if he brings the girlfriend to the set, because it's like, you guys know the Seinfeld joke where it's like two worlds colliding, like George's world and then like that.
Yeah.
So he did not like having the girlfriend world watching him do stand up because he likes to do jokes about like being single or something like that. So it's just like two worlds like that were not happy colliding. But
no, I agree with that. I wish I was more like cool about it, but typically like with my girlfriend, I brought her to some like two shows early so she would know I was like what I do and like that I was hopefully competent at it. And then after I had a good set, I was like, you never have to watch me again.
Yeah. With my girlfriend, I took a risk. I brought her to a show in San Diego on my second date.
Wow.
With her.
Whoa, bold.
There was like some serious chemistry, and I was like, this could really blow up in my face. But it went well, and then we made out after. What's up?
Current girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Worked.
Oh, thank God.
It worked. Yeah. She's the one who got away.
Asking a lot of dicey questions right now, but rolling with it.
I think people, I had an ex who was a comedian. We wouldn't watch each other's sets because was like, if I do bad, there's no way we're going to like hook up afterwards. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to be able to get hard and you're not going to want me to.
Not going to work.
Yeah. And we were doing like open mics. I was like, you don't want to see this. It's going to be brutal.
Did you guys ever do any open mics in OC?
Sure. Yeah. Blue Danube was like where I kind of started doing my first sets. It was like mostly a music open mic. And I would go up there and do like kind of hacky ripoffs of like Hannibal Buress jokes and
that's funny.
Bomb my face off. But there was a couple. Actually, OC has a good stand-up scene. A lot of the good LA comics started there, like Opie, Keith Carey, Connor McSpadden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Connor McSpadden.
Yeah, I remember seeing I used to do open mics like years ago, and I remember he was like starting out there too.
Yeah.
Is he still doing stand-up?
Yeah, he's hilarious. Yeah, he's super really funny. Ramsey Badawi. Yeah. There was a lot of good OC guys.
I know you guys didn't say Kenny Murphy.
Anchor Bar.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, with the Evan
Anchor
Cassidy.
Bar.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
The cast man.
Yeah, he's such a
legend.
Guy.
I love the cast
legend.
Man.
Legend.
Is he still chugging along?
Yeah.
I saw him recently. I guess the Anchor Bar got shut down.
No.
But
not surprised. The pizza's good.
The pizza's good. But
he's good pizza.
He's doing this new show at the Harp Inn It's like an Irish pub in Costa Mesa.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, nice. Yeah. All right.
That was a fun show. The Anchor Bar one was good. He would pack so that good. Thing out.
That was an event. Monday night. Really
yeah.
Was. Yeah.
Yeah, there's many people on a Monday, I would imagine, too. And
he that was a good open mic for Orange County, too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Well, he did stand up in OC a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bombed all the time.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. People don't really laugh at those
things. He opened for David Spade?
Oh, yeah. I got to the room for David Spade, but no, it wasn't good.
Oh,
it's upset.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a different audience.
Yeah,
sure.
It's like OC David Spade fans, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like David Spade would crush an OC. Yo, that
he
feels
crushed,
like his like
crushed.
Yeah, his like
that's his home right there.
I was gonna call it his meatball, but that's not right.
his
bread and butter.
Yeah.
It's close.
I can see that.
Thank you.
How many years into it were you when he did that?
You were on a fast track in OC. You were like less than a year in, and you were like, "Yeah, I'm gonna open for David Spade." I'm like,
"Wow!"
Yeah.
Can we watch the set? Do you have
No. It's scrubbed.
You can't.
Scrubbed everywhere. I remember he came up to me after. He's like, "Just keep going, buddy." I did not step foot ever again.
It's funny when you do a set on someone else's show, and I did this one recently. I bombed, and the guy looks at me. He's like, "Keep doing your thing." Dad.
Yeah, like what else
did you say? Was your girlfriend there?
No, dude.
Good to know. You're still together.
Yeah.
You pick and choose the shows that you bomb at. I see.
That's like if the girl you're dating is, "Keep doing your thing."
I'll see you at home.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask what your guys' favorite form of medium, like content, because you guys have done stand-up. You guys have done, I would say, prank kind of videos, like the council stuff is kind of public prank, and you guys still do, like, you guys were just at like a car meetup kind of vibe recently.
Yeah.
So do you guys like doing on-camera stuff, or do you guys like in-person kind of comedy better? Or podcasting?
Do you want to go first?
Sure. I love acting.
Oh, wow. That was a medium I did not even mention.
Yeah, I love acting. So that's sort of my favorite thing to do is playing a fun character. I think that's when I have the most fun. And then I'd say it's acting, stand-up, pranks.
Got it.
It's tough. I mean, they're all kind of equal, but I'd say, yeah. I think that's where
I would say acting for me, too. Is first.
It's so fun.
Yeah. Do you guys like podcasting? We can break the fourth wall here. But
I love it. I find all mediums a little constrictive, but I do like podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get a hangover from it sometimes afterwards, though. Like when I drive home, I always feel like a little.
You guys go
icky.
Long, dude. You guys go like an hour. I saw hour 47 recently.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
I like podcasting. You know, I was never really, I was always really quiet. Not much of a talker, so it was like I'd say
that's
it was
why I like
kinda,
acting.
Yeah, I'd say it was the most difficult medium for me to kind of like it, but it's been so helpful for me to like open up and learn how to be like more of a talker.
Yeah.
And but when I first started, I was you know, I didn't really know what I was doing.
We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, Joy Mode. Whether you're looking to get lucky or spice up those intimate moments with your partner, Joy Mode Sexual Performance Booster is an all-natural and science-backed solution to every man's greatest fear, releasing the love too soon. Move on from those sketchy gas station erection pills and treat yourself to a supplement that you could actually trust, no prescription needed.
Simply mix with 6 to 8 ounces of water 45 minutes before sexual activity and watch the love unfold. Literally. Date night will never be the same when you go to usejoymode.com for 20% off with code ZOZ. That's a 20% off and free shipping with code ZOZ at usejoymode.com. You know, Waleed and I are about to get bricked the heck up after this one. Pod plus Joy Mode?
Game over.
Oh my God, the imagination is going to run wild. What's going to happen after this episode with Joy Mode? Oh, baby. Joy Mode's sexual performance booster is like a pre-workout, but for sex. Designed to support erection quality, firmness, and sex drive, it contains clinically supported doses of arginine nitrate, L-citrulline, Panax ginseng, and vitamin C.
I don't know about you, but I'll never go back to prescription drugs after trying Joy Mode. Small enough to fit in your wallet and to take with you on the go. It's the perfect date night companion. So go to usejoymode.com and get 20% off with the code ZOS at checkout. That's 20% off and free shipping with code ZOS at Use JOYMODE.com. Be at your best when love is in the air with Joy Mode. Thank you, Joy Mode.
Oh.
I think I like doing pranks a lot. I like acting off. I like when I am doing like a narrative, but it's in the real world and the people I'm acting with don't know I'm in a narrative. Yeah, yeah, and then trying to get it to move towards like trying to get those things to come together in a way. I like the, it's kind of exploit. I took a narcissism test. I score high on exploitation. So
online, did you go online?
Yeah, it was like 30 questions. So I don't know how.
And then you get the emails afterwards.
Yeah, now, yeah, now I'm in. But yeah. I like kind of, yeah, like it's psychotic, but I like tricking people in a gentle way and getting them to be part of this narrative that they don't know they're in. And then I really like, it's funny, I haven't really done it, but I was always obsessed with plays. I love theater a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, I like I like dialogue heavy storytelling. I like the I'm gonna get real pretentious. I like the musicality of it. Like
it's very animated.
Yeah, yeah. And I like the way that there's like levels to it. Like it's what they're saying and then what they're not saying, and it's like pushing the story in different ways. So I like Sam Shepard and David Mamet a lot, and all the good like American playwrights. Wow. Those are my guys.
Are you still in theater?
No, but I go see it a lot. Like I saw this play out here called Power of Sale with Bryan Cranston. That was like amazing.
That's sick.
And then I just saw this play.
I didn't know he was doing theater. Yeah. Bryan Cranston.
I thought he was doing the tequila thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all he does.
Well, that's probably, that's his love. He does theater for the money.
Mixing like tequila mixes.
But yeah, he was amazing in it. He was so good. And it was a really good play.
Cool.
What about musicals? You ever go to a musical?
I don't like those ones as much. You know, it's funny. Those ones, they do make me emotional. Like, I'll cry a little bit during a musical because it's just so overwhelming. My dad cries a lot during musicals, too. So that's something that's consistent in the family.
Yeah.
Wow. But my brother's more of a musical guy. I'm not as big into musicals.
Yeah. It's shocking to hear that you have, like, a 1 point whatever GPA, because it sounds like you're, like, very well-read and like,
well, that's me compensating. Yeah.
Dude, I sucked at tests. Like, school, like, bad. But outside, yeah, very.
No, I'm bad both. Both
bad
outside,
both. Yeah, bad both.
It's hard, dude. Like, I think about that all the time. Like, I was like just super annoying, and like I got kicked out of a school because I just couldn't shut the fuck up. But like, it is crazy. They just put us in classrooms for like 10 hours in a day, and then sent us home with like 3 hours of homework. Like, I don't know who they thought they were dealing with, but I was not cut out for that lifestyle.
Did you guys, go to college? Did you go to Saddleback?
I went to Saddleback. Yeah. I went to like, I went to about 9 different junior colleges. So I did the rounds.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I went to
Santa Clara University.
Okay, nice.
Nice.
I loved it. It's the best.
That was a party school.
It was a party. You know, I went back recently. I think they've kind of.
Oh, they toned it down?
I think they toned it down. You know, I was talking to my buddy about this because he went there with me, my buddy Nick. And he's like, yeah, I think after our year, the school made a serious effort to like restrict the partying. And we went back there in October, Thursday night. That's when you go out to the bars.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, let's go down Bellamy Street, the main street. Nothing.
Damn.
I was like, there weren't even like, you know, back in the day, there were tables on the lawns with, you know, people playing beer dye. There's beer cans everywhere.
Yep.
And we were walking out. I'm like, where are the tables? Like, where's no one's raging.
Yeah.
Does everyone here study now? This is ridiculous.
We visited your old frat though, and the dudes are swell guys. They were nice.
I mean, they're Santa Clara dudes are always solid dudes and ladies.
San Luis Obispo, good party school.
Oh, see, I've never been to SLO. I hear good things.
That is a fun party school.
Yeah.
Is that where the gun wall is?
30-year-old dudes talking about.
Where's
dude?
I don't know.
Take you back.
Where are you gonna ask?
Where'd you go?
I went to Saddleback.
Hey, it's okay,
I transferred to Cal State Long Beach. I got accepted. Guys, don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
And then I did orientation. I just wasn't into it.
No, you're track coach, dude.
Well, that too. That was also fucked.
You do track? Where were
so
we?
So I had like a full run to a couple of schools, and it was like all because of like track and field and cross country. And then my coach got into a
relationship,
kind of like a romantic
with a student.
I knew that
the way you were talking about. I was gonna say he's a
OC.
That happened a lot in Orange County.
It does, bro.
Coach culture is really strong down there, and they think they're gurus. It gets weird fast.
They get it's like, and it happened all in. And he wrote like recommendation letters. We like. Scouts were coming. We went to school.
Like, this guy's a cutie patootie.
Yeah. Tight ass. Very nice.
Yeah.
He's my little sweetie
pie. The college people reading are like, what the fuck?
They're like, I guess he is a cutie patootie.
He's tender and delicate. I like holding it.
And then so all of us just got screwed on the team. And then we all had to go to Saddleback. Like, no one had a full run.
Bro, I wish junior college was more fun. It should be more fun. Like, when I got to Saddleback, I was like, oh, man, I'm going to keep partying like I did in high school. I'm going to, like, create a culture here. But the sadness is so strong.
It's very sad over
you
there.
Can't
yeah.
overwhelm it. Like, everyone goes into the classroom and is like, I want to be somewhere else. No one's happy to be there.
Yeah.
And it permeates through everything.
I went to, it was an extension campus off the main one. And I had financial aid. And I paid 95 cents per semester. It was fucking sick.
That is awesome.
I had a card, financial aid card, and I would use it for like anything and everything. I'm for gas mainly getting to school associated stuff. But yeah, that like 95 cents is
beautiful. Where were you?
DVC, Santa Ramon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But yeah.
This is a super loked out podcast. I like that.
Yeah.
We're getting into the nooks and crannies of our community.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Doxing
dude.
The fuck out of ourselves. Yeah,
my parents are out.
Dude, Saddleback was also kind of like, the people just kind of sucked over there too.
Yeah.
Now that I can. Because I remember.
Hey, the coach stuff is gone, brother.
Yeah,
you don't even
want
to go.
I remember what happened. There was like a. I remember I had like a student ID card and some kid posted it. And this is like, you know, OC's like racism, whatever, right?
Yeah.
He's like, look, I found Osama's like student ID card.
Oh, that's not cool.
And then I like blasted him on socials. And like this, I barely had a following, but I was just like, yo, what the fuck? Whatever, right? And then I looked him up on IMDb and he was like, I guess one of the vampires from Twilight.
Oh, of course.
First of all, you just randomly searching IMDb to see if he was anything.
Well, why would you assume the person who's fucking with you has credits?
We're like talking. We're talking shit
this
online.
Dude's bullying me. He must be an actor.
Because he said, look me up, bro.
Oh,
and so I did, and he was like an extra vampire. He wasn't even like the straight up
right,
vampire.
But he was hot. That's what he meant. He meant look me up. I'm hot.
Yeah. Fuck, I forgot. I gotta find
it. That shit pissed me off a lot about Orange County. There's a ton of race, and it's not very diverse. So I'd always be like, who are you even mad at?
Yeah,
like, these people aren't even around. And I'm a half Latino, but I look like more Jewish, and so I would get picked. There's like a lot of anti-Semitism in Orange County and barely any Jewish people, and they would just, I would go to like we'd always go to this Jack in the Box called Oso Jack, and like a bunch of schools would hang out there, and these a lot of guys like to fight in Orange County, and these psychos just on site would be like, fuck you, and start saying all this horrible Jewish shit to me. And I'd be like, dude, I'd be like, there's no, you don't even know any Jewish people. I'm like, who are you upset at?
Yeah,
it was just a, I don't know. I think American History X came out like at a certain time where like, I swear to God, that movie like was supposed to be anti-racism, but like people watched it and Edward Norton's so charismatic in it that dudes were like, it's actually kind of sick to be a white supremacist.
And I almost like I'm almost very, is fucked up. I'm almost kind of thankful that it happened in Orange County, because now when it happens online, I'm like, oh, this is,
you're
not,
ready for it.
Yeah, it's not as bad as
got, like,
IRL.
The muscle for
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then Inglourious Basterds came out, and then it was cool to be a hater.
Right.
Yeah, no, movies matter.
Who's your friend group in Orange County? Was it the Hispanics, or was it the...
No, it was. At Jay Sarah, my friends were mostly Hispanic, and I'm still tight with a lot of them, but the school before, it was just all white bros, like my closest friends still. Like, I text with them
in San Juan Hills, it was very divided. It was either Hispanics or just white people, so I was like, I'm just going to go with the...
Dude, my Mexican friends at my second high school, my Mexican friends were my best friends, and they hurt my feeling because they sat at one table and someone wrote something racist on their table, and they found the guy and they did like a big meeting with him, and my friend Ramon did a good job of like holding his feet to the fire about like why what he did was wrong. But then afterwards Ramon came up to me, he's like, dude, at first we thought it was you. I was like, dude, what the fuck, man? I was like, you guys are my friends. But like, I guess because I was kind of, they called me payaso, like clown. Yeah. They were like, but you're always fucking around. I was like, I wouldn't do that, dude.
They were like, they would fight, like, if you got in a, they would talk shit too.
Yeah, they were hilarious. Yeah. They were great guys. Yeah.
I do have to reference this shirt that I'm wearing right now. Sorry, guys. I lost a bet.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, pull it up for the camera.
Shout out to Pissed and Pickled. Do you guys know Meat Canyon? Hunter Hancock, part of the TMG crew, YouTube.
Sounds familiar. Like, oh, yeah.
So I DM his mom. a lot.
DM his mom?
Well, his mom also like has a podcast.
Yeah, she has the podcast.
Whoa, big flex.
Yeah, dominated.
Fuck you, Hunter.
We're friends with them.
But yeah, I have to wear the shirt.
You don't say it like that. Yeah.
Is this camera on me?
Yeah.
Piston Pickle. Shouts out to you. Missy and Lori. Go Chiefs.
God damn it. Oh, that hurts so bad.
Do you just say go Chiefs?
Yeah, I'm a Niners. Yeah, I know.
Now, how do you feel about like all the rigged stuff? Do you feel like
I haven't watched a single clip of anything sports related at all? I've just been on my feed. It's funny enough because I am a big AM radio guy, and I like listening to Cowherd. I like listening to Dan Patrick and all that stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, but I stopped listening to them and I switched over to FM, and they started FM radio started highlighting the Super Bowl, and I was like, God fucking damn it! Like, leave me alone! Like, I switched to like I just switched to podcast now. I'm like off the radio. I'm off the grid. But the rig shit, like, I don't know, dude. I saw like a couple holding stuff. I saw they've only had one holding call in like the last three Super Bowls or some shit like that. Whatever. Don't care. Just fucking win next time, please, for the love of God. But did you guys watch?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Who do you put it on? Do you put it on Shanahan, Purdy? Who do you think's like the where the fault lies?
If we want to go really X's and O's, like the Steve Wilks play calling was very similar to the Vikings game, and it was just very lackadaisical, like just let them go down the field kind of vibe.
And he got fired, right?
He got fired. No, Steve Wilks was the defensive coordinator for the Niners. Brock Purdy played fine. Shanahan's play calling was a little off in the second half.
Like, not giving the ball to McCaffrey.
Yeah.
What had depressed you?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Even today, I was listening to FM radio again. And today on the way here, they were doing little jokes. Like, callers were calling in. And one of the callers, like dad jokes, one of the callers called in and said, why do they call them the 49ers? And I was driving. I was like, God? And he's like, because they can't get past the 50-yard line. I was in my car. I was like, no, they had one of the best offenses in the NFL, all right? So I was like just defending them, like just by myself in the car.
You call in the radio station?
No, actually, they got past the 50-yard line a lot, okay? So,
radio
yeah.
is Zach's favorite medium.
Yeah. Don't have the face for Cam,
I'm so just uneducated with football when they did the coin toss. Yeah. And he's like, we'll take the ball. I was like, nice.
We won.
Life by the horn.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, you just turned it off after that? Like, fuck yeah. We won the Super Bowl.
I was like, dude, they got the ball first. This is in the bag.
Yeah, it's even tough to know this is in the bag. It's crazy.
Yeah.
This is in the suitcase luggage where we put our belongings.
They're going to get a down touch.
Dude, you guys could have done the sports pod or like YouTube.
The non-sports,
yeah. We had
the non-sports pod.
Yeah. How about Michael Jordan?
Oh, wow.
Still playing, right?
Yeah, with like prognosticating. He's still right more often than I am. Like, even though he doesn't.
Dude, his betting. Yeah. His betting is fucking on the nose.
It's crazy.
I have my girlfriend bet.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you know, actually, we lost this year. We were close. We lost this year, but the past two Super Bowls, she's...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, here's the best part. He's always wrong about everything.
So he just goes the opposite.
Whatever he says, you just bet the opposite.
That's what happens with us, too. I just overthink it because I'm so in the minutia of it. I'm like, well, actually, Joel Embiid can't hit three-pointers from the corner, so they're going to just put him over there, and then the Sixers win by 20. I'm like, nice. Good.
Anyways, that's our sports takes for today.
Yeah,
so
we get like 5 to 10 minutes, so we got to move on.
Yeah. Foul Tip is alive and well. I wanted to bring up your guys' your council stuff that you guys, you know, kind of got. You say you got popular with the council
for
meeting
sure,
stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you scroll up to part two? You guys just did one about the Epstein list. Yeah. Okay, this one, yes. I just thought it was hilarious that you guys brought up Stephen Hawking. You brought up, like, you were bold as hell just bringing up the Epstein list and just calling out that they weren't a part of the list, the people on the seats.
That was JT's. I think we can all agree, none of us saw coming. Trust in the American institution has officially bottomed out and hit dry reef. At the moment, it feels like our country is run entirely by pervy douche nozzles. And I, for one, am no longer stoked on listing bad dudes. The American people need something to kickstart our engines and revamp our stoke. That is why I'm requesting counsel that you release the Keanu Reeves list. Celebs, politicians, and world-renowned astrologists who have kicked back with Keanu and exemplify his moral fortitude. Altruistic and hot.
How do you even get into the room? That's what I want to know.
It's open to the public.
It's open?
Yeah, dude.
So I can just talk my shit.
Yeah, and the election's coming up this year, so I'm sure you guys have plenty of opportunities to speak to
the
Biden.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, 4 more years.
That's good to know.
Who's running?
Well, we are a political podcast, so we could really run through. Yeah.
I feel like whoever it is, it's going to be mellow.
Yeah, for sure. But you guys, thought process of going through it, you guys obviously have a script that you're reading off of when you go up there, right? Yeah.
Yeah, thought process, beforehand or, when we're
there? Like, you guys have the bit planned. Okay. I know you, for the few clips that I've seen, you're kind of just in the back, just nodding.
I'll do some speeches, but then most of the time, he goes up first and I just back him up and make sure he feels strong and supported.
Yeah, we started off, because I did the first one, alone, and then JT joined them. We would do two speeches in one.
Yeah,
and then now we just alternate. So,
and then how do you get the video file? Is this because it's broadcast, right?
They're
public record.
Yeah,
you don't have someone at home TiVoing.
No, sometimes
did you get
they'll,
it?
Sometimes they'll like,
see us.
They'll fuck up the angles. I'm like, why didn't they cut to us there?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, I want to call Culver City and be like, hey, who's your DP? All right, he's not live switching when he's supposed to. Get on it. Cut me out of the medium shot. It's supposed to be a two.
Yeah, dude. In the last one, he stayed in the wide for way too long. I'm like, you missed half the speech.
Yeah, you text me, you were pissed. Yeah, dude, this friggin' boner over there.
You no, literally, they're directing them.
That was our exchange. I was like, dude, they fucked up. They totally fucked us.
After the speech, we're like, back to one. You messed it up. Yeah. We heard a plane. We got to do it again.
Yeah. They can't stop you, right? You have to let you talk.
Yeah, First Amendment.
They've tried to stop it. We went to, where were we?
Orange.
No, where was the one in Connecticut? Delaware.
Oh, Delaware.
Well, yeah, you guys go worldwide?
We've done some states, but
I'm
went
sure
to...
if you do OC enough, they'll be like, those are the guys.
And they know you. Yeah. And then it takes away a little bit of the surprise. So we went to Delaware because they were trying to shut down parties because the kids were lighting cars on fire. Just totally normal stuff that we wanted to support. And we went in there and the council could tell we had created kind of a ruckus. So they put us towards the back of the meeting. They tried to basically wait us out. So we didn't get up till 3 in the morning. And then they tried to skip us and not let us speak when it finally was our turn. And then this one conscientious person stood up. She wasn't a part of our thing. And she goes, this is America and they have a right to speak and they should be heard. And the whole crowd was like, yeah. And then we went up there and gave our speeches and I came back and she was like, well, you did have a right to speak.
It's like hearing, keep doing your thing.
Yeah. Dude, my favorite part about that one is there was this old guy there who went up after us. And in the speech, we're talking about beer bongs and stuff and partying.
Your favorite.
And this guy comes up, old guy with suspenders. And he's like, then these chaps come up here and they're talking about their bongs or their tongs. What kind of people are these?
We ended up doing a beer bong with that guy afterwards. And now we're total friends.
He's in the crew. He's
we're going to Vegas with him next week. And his wife just died. So we're going to go rage.
Why not just run for city council or something at this point?
I will at some point. I'm going to run for mayor of something at some point. And actually, my friend, who's a big TikToker, she's helping write a bill about misinformation that's going on social media. And I got a little jelly. I was like, that's cool for you, but I want to do that. She kicked up my competitive fire. I do think at some point I'll run for mayor. Honestly, we thought about it before, but the hard part was because he's got the dual names. We're like, who are you going to run as?
Yeah, true.
What city would you want to be mayor of?
I think Burbank, because that's where I live right now.
Burbank would be sick.
Mm-hmm. And it's getting heated over there. The Glendale dude was in hot water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Please keep the airport a secret. Burbank Airport over
is the
LAX.
Best.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. You can show up 5 minutes before your flight.
Yeah. Please just
Long Beach Airport's the same.
Long Beach, a great airport. And that one's outdoor. That one's got a bungalow vibe to it.
Yeah.
That
one's sick. Yeah.
That's a good one. Those are two.
The Santa Ana one is too. The smaller one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's good.
Oh, John Wayne?
John Wayne.
John Wayne's John killer. Wayne. You know John Wayne, it's the steepest takeoff of any airport because the rich people in Newport don't want to hear planes overhead.
Oh my God.
And they cut off landing at a certain time too,
Right? Exactly. Yeah, so there's a lot of parameters there. But so the planes have to take off this basically. It's like a rocket ship.
Good to know.
Isn't that sick?
Yeah.
We were on a plane. We were going to Traverse City, Michigan. And we were landing. We were landing.
Yeah.
The wheels touch. Da-doomsh, and he takes right back off again.
Oh,
and we're like, dude, and we had the iconic, all the passengers just being like,
Everyone, I was gonna die with this.
And then, okay, so it's happened to me before. Never the wheels touch, but they've done the like coming low and then going back up. Yeah. I wasn't, but then, so it's like 10 minutes go by, nothing on the intercoms, and then finally a flight attendant comes on. And I'm like, okay, we're gonna hear what's up. Yeah. And she goes, hey, we're waiting for an update from the pilot. And we're like, what? And then the guy's like, 10 minutes later, he's like, yeah, we just hit some wind. And we're like, dude, you can't
just like... It's like 30 minutes
back. Yeah, a lot of times we're not going to die.
Yeah.
I wanted to... We have decent time for Wally to do his take the floor.
For...
The bop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You guys probably don't know, but Waleed, please take it away. I'm just
so I had this idea to buy a kebab cart like a couple of years ago.
Oh, sweet! Nice.
And so I finally did it this year, and I wrapped it all crazy, like because in the like for some reason the chefs in the Middle East they don't care about like stealing IP, so I did the same. I just do you have a can you pull up a photo of the cart just to show them?
Is it operating? Like
yeah. So it's like.
Wow.
Ooh, is that lamb?
But should do it from the front if you can.
Wow.
Yeah. Or you just pull up on
the screen. Oh, yeah, that looks good.
Wow.
There's my nephew. Just
oh, so are you actually doing this or is this
it's
just
real.
Photos?
It's legit real, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Go pull up the Instagram.
I'm not buying it.
Dude, this is like the fans in your comments. Yeah. Like, wait, is this still real?
It's gotten so conspiratorial. Yeah.
So I did it as I made videos about cooking as a joke, making fun of the guys in the Middle East. And I was like, oh, it'd be funny if I bought. And I actually had this thing like
just play the cash video.
Yeah, operating.
Go up.
So cool.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, yeah.
And so we had our first pop up.
Not real, dude.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Oh, dude. Quit tricking me on camera, bro.
We had our first pop up last Saturday. Whoa. Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
I made it.
What?
You made the Iron Man thing?
You didn't make it, but I paid someone else to make it.
Oh, well, that's way different.
Yeah. A lot of money. Yeah.
Fake.
I would phrase that differently.
So yeah, that was the real thing. We had our first pop-up. It was like, I didn't know what to expect.
Dude, the food looks incredible.
So yeah, the food. Yeah.
I'm a server.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so...
Here, pause it, Kenny.
Do you have employees? Like, is this operating right now?
No, so it's like, we're doing it, like, per pop-up. Like, so I'll do it, like, maybe once a month. This is our first one.
Dude, I'm gonna come to the next one.
You should. Awesome. Yeah.
I love kebabs.
So...
Grace went. How was it, Grace?
Yeah, Grace.
Okay. Yeah. She hated Grace, too. Yeah.
It was, like, 2 hours, the wait. I think we waited.
Wow. Oh, fuck, you should have told me.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in the costume.
Yeah, like, yeah, you can model up and be like, come with me.
That's awesome. No, but it had a great turnout.
Yeah, I was surprised. It was like, I didn't know what to expect. And I was doing all the prep with my mom. And she was like, what do you think? Like 50 people? I was like, yeah. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know. Whatever. Yeah, I was like nervous, whatever, right? We had like 300 people come out.
Did your mom help? Like, what was her job?
She marinates. Like, she helps me marinate everything.
Oh, so you guys were legit.
Yeah, it's like very, like, yeah.
Wow.
So then, yeah, it went great. We sold out. Like,
I'm so happy for it.
Yeah, it's like a passion project. Yeah. So like,
what's the hardest part about running a restaurant?
Running the restaurant. Because
making people believe it's real.
Because I would make the videos and I'd always be like, people would be like, wait, the food actually looks good. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm like actually cooking it, whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then so when I bought the thing, everyone was like, no, it's not real. It's not real. And then the biggest feedback I get. It's like, damn, the food's actually good.
Yeah, it's
Not a joke.
Do you set tzatziki sauce?
No, we do.
That Greek.
It's all the same thing. Okay. Yeah, it's all. Yeah,
you're allowed to say that.
Yeah. All the same.
He said that. Yeah.
Well, no, because like my uncle.
Is that racist?
It's funny because like.
Yeah, you fucked up.
No. Like, no, he's right.
On it.
He's
right. You hear this clip?
No.
This tzatziki Greek.
No, you know why? He's so right. Because when my dad and my uncle, they both started like kebab places like in Orange County. They didn't call it like traditional Afghan. They called it like Mediterranean Middle East eats.
McDonald's.
Right, make it like feel safe to like the whiteies who are driving around. Yeah. Yeah. Especially
totally
Afghanistan
fair.
When like the war was going on. Yeah. Stuff. Yeah,
Afghanistan.
Like, yeah, I'm not supporting that. Yeah. They're here.
Not my belly.
Yeah. I'll pay them for Afghanistan.
Cameron, have you seen this?
So even on the cart, I said like Mediterranean, Afghan, Turkish, because they don't even know what they are. Mm-hmm. They're just like our everything. So it's fair. care that you said tzatziki.
I lived in Spain.
Senior
high school. But that's where that's where I got introduced to kebabs. I was like, there's kebabs everywhere. Man, these are
huge in Europe.
Yeah, because those are the late night eats for like British people.
It's like their hot dog.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Walk through your next minion thing that you're gonna.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I made the Shawarma Machine costume, right?
Yeah.
And so he was on the cart. That artwork was on the cart, and I was like, oh, it'd be funny if like each little bootleg thing from the cart, I make it into an actual like IRL mascot costume. So there's like, look up Arab minions, Kenny.
He's got it. He's on it.
So the next one we're making this. It's like full
digital
robe. Yep.
And this is real.
It's all real.
Stop. You know, when I was single, I used to be paranoid. I used to accuse girls of catfishing me, and turn out they were real life people. They'd be like, "I'm real." I'm like, "No, you're not."
MTV Catfish was your favorite show.
I was so freaked out.
I'm with you, brother. Yeah. I was catfished too.
Yeah. I would totally get tricked by that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's so easy nowadays.
Yeah. I just married my high school girlfriend. I never had to get catfished ever.
Did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so romantic.
Freshman year, never had to worry about anyone else ever.
Whoa, you've been with her since freshman year.
Wow.
Did you guys ever have like a break?
We had two breaks.
Yeah, you got to do a rum springer.
Well, it was.
My buddy Christian did that too. He's been with his girl since freshman, but they took sophomore year off.
We did. She went to Cal State Fullerton. I went to Long Beach State. So it was like we still like right across from each other. Mm-hmm. We still went to sororities and stuff.
Oh, all
that good
stuff.
But yeah, it was good. But sweet. I never did the catfishing phase. Very happy about that.
Thank God. I almost got catfished. I was there was this on I think it was Hinge. This girl was like, yeah, I'm part of a dominatrix group. Like, do you want to come be our dom? And I was like, I'm
sick.
Yeah. I was like, I could be a pretty chill dom, you know?
Just like, you do not seem like a dom.
That's
dom energy. Yeah. Yeah. Like, sure, if you want.
Yeah. She's like, what up, dudes? Clamp the nipples. All right. But then I showed it to my buddy. So they're like, oh, if you want to be our dom, first you need to get like, what was it? Sexually like tested or something by this guy, KJ. Like you have to get a massage from KJ. And I was like, what? And so I showed to my buddy and he's like, dude, it's just KJ.
KJ.
Yeah. I was like, oh, damn. I'm very susceptible to deception. Well, I don't know if I should put that out there.
We're all
but.
Together. We're all in relationship, so we're safe and sound. So
Don't let KJ get you.
KJ, dude.
That was like I had a friend who got offered to like do like I think the technical term is bull, you know, for like a cuckold couple, you know, be the guy to come in and sleep with the guy's wife. But what happens most of the time is it's the guy who reaches out to the other guy to get him to come have sex with his wife.
Oh, like I'm 22.
Right. But so, I don't even know why I'm still talking about it, but I guess the inefficiency to me is you should just have the wife reach out to the guy. But normally the husband brokers it, which I think is just.
It should be her
body,
her
choice.
You're
not going to get great returns on that. Yeah.
Unfortunate. Tying into your guys' show, you guys just started a live calling on the chat and JT Goes Deep. How's that going so far for you guys? How many episodes have you guys done that?
Dude,
like 8?
Oh, of calling?
Yeah,
like 8? Yeah.
That's nice.
It's been a blast.
Yeah?
I love it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's really brought out the Tony Robbins in me where people will call me and be like, should I break up with my girlfriend? And I'll talk to them for 5 minutes and be like, yes. they'll call in about like real serious stuff. And I'm like, all right, well, I could like equivocate and be like, oh, I don't know the story. But in my heart of hearts, I'm like, no, I do know the answer to this. And it's typically the thing they don't want to do. And I'm just like, go do it.
You're being catfished.
I'm like, you're being catfished. Do not trust your girlfriend. She's not real.
What we always do, it goes, if it was me. All the accountability is gone.
But we have a voicemail segment that we have done here. On this.
Voicemails are safer for us. We're a little scared of people with control.
From our last episode, we had a few voicemails that we did not cover that we wanted to touch base on today. It was workplace issues. So it's addressed to, you know, just the pod, and you guys can help us out. Just elaborate on these voicemails, these workplace issues. You're anonymous, no names, no workplace, unless you really just want to.
We're very anti-corporate America.
You know the Zoss pod, political, sports, and anti-corporate America.
Down with Big Biz. Except Disneyland.
Okay. Roll the first one, please.
one more for Zach. I'm calling back one more time.
Oh, this isn't yet. No, you can play.
You can play my name out.
Let me preface this one, please. So the picture, the picture behind you.
Whoa!
I had chemo, ball cancer, all that good stuff. I did.
Wow!
But I just wanted to preface that before you guys, this voicemail plays. That's just the whole thing. 3 years ago.
Last week.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow.
Congrats on making it.
Where is this love when I talk about it? All right. Because he says I'm a creative character up there. He fucking says.
Well, he like knows you better.
Yeah. I'm allowed to.
Yeah. It's like the king of the hill. Yeah.
Totally.
They don't want to come off the right out the gate and start saying,
"If you weren't my son, I'd hug you."
When you guys come on again, then we.
Do you have a silicone?
No.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Dude, I was told.
I offered. Remember, I offered.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, you did.
I offered to pay for it.
Just a tinfoil wrapped up. No, like.
You like making stuff.
Yeah. I'm a color of your mind.
Dude, I made this for you. Do you mind sticking that in your sack, dude?
Dude, I'm
It'd mean a lot to me if you had that in your sack.
Like, initialing it.
Anyways, this caller had some ball questions. But no, I don't have a silicone ball. I was asked to... get one from the doctors, but then I read online that if you put a foreign object in your body will try and fight it off or some shit like that. So I went solo. But anyways, that's what this voicemail's about.
I'm glad to know that. Yeah. I'm interested.
Sorry.
I got one more for Zach. I'm calling back one more time. This time you can bleep my name out. I don't give a fuck. My name is Jacob, J-A-K-O-B.
What up?
I just want to know with Zach, because I went and got told, maybe you should go get checked out. When I was ultrasounded, I had one testicle. When I came out, I had one testicle. Woke up one day, and I had two.
That's crazy.
I was like, that's kind of weird. Like, you were 3 months early, so it just developed late. I'm like, there's no fucking way that's possible, but I get it. I understand. And now they're like, your dad has three. And I'm like, nah, shut the fuck up. That ain't true. And I'm like, no, it's serious. So if you have like three or four, you gotta go get that shit checked. I'm like, man, fuck. The only person I could think of ever when I think about balls not to be gay
totally
is Zach. Because I've been following that motherfucker since I was like 11 or 12 on Vine. I'm 21 now. Not to make you feel like an old piece of shit, Zach, but no offense, you've been around for a long time. You kind of ran through. Love you. I just want to know, is it a scary process to get looked at? And is it expensive? Because I just got kicked off healthcare. And the position I just got, maybe I'll make a little bit more money. I can go get it looked at. So far, I feel great. I think I'm fine. They're just saying like, you're 21. You can go get checked out. I'm like, man, fuck you. I don't want my balls fondled. I don't want to get legally molested, bro. Fuck that.
Yeah, legit concern, dude.
Either way.
I mean, like, this is track code.
Besides that is, what is it like dealing with the success you had on Vine, and does it still play a factor in what you do today?
A lot of questions.
So I thought this voicemail was hilarious because he does that whole story and then he just follows up with like serious, like, so what's your life like with Vine and stuff? Yeah. But going back to that, have you guys been tested, checked, anything like that? For ball cancer? Or do you guys check yourselves?
Yeah, I've been
checking in here.
Yeah, I need to get a physical, but I've been checked for sure. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, I've got an ultrasound too.
Nice.
Yeah, I had epididymitis.
Oh.
A swollen nut.
Damn.
Yeah, whoa.
That's
good.
Scary.
Yeah. I had testicular torsion too. I've had a lot of nut stuff.
Torsion. That sounds pretty
good. Yeah, torsion.
Yeah, that's fucking sick.
Balls get a bit too ballistic, dude.
That's fucking sick.
Fifth grade. So it was like, wow. I was like just entering puberty and I was like, my nut really hurts and it's getting huge. And it's like, to be able to like confide in your mom about that was tough.
Wow.
So finally I was like, mom, my ball hurts. And then and then I had to get surgery and they like untwisted it.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry audience.
They've heard way worse shit. They're used to it.
And then epididymitis in college where it just had a swollen nut. He's the doctor, he's like looks at me, he's like, he's like, did you do anal? And I was like, I wish, dude.
Dap each other up. Like,
what's the Dom's kid's name? The guy that was
KJ.
KJ. Do you know KJ?
Did you get a massage from KJ?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm supposed to be a dom any day.
And the doctor's waiting on it too. The doctor's like, I'm supposed to dom soon. Yeah. He hasn't
he's
done
supposed to call
part.
Us this week, right?
Yeah. I think he's backlogged with dudes right now.
Oh, I'm dying. Yeah, go back to your voicemail, Jacob, I believe he said his name was. Ultrasound isn't scary. They could throw you through like that long cancerous tube, like where they just slide you in and they just like x-ray you for a while.
Oh, the MRI machine.
Yep. So
that's gotta be nerve inducing.
Yeah. You just literally like, they go, hold your breath and you hold your breath. Yeah. And like, you feel like you're getting cancer again.
They'll throw you a Zanny though. If you,
oh really?
If you get too squirrely in there.
Yeah. I had one on my elbow and I was like this, just, oh, yeah. it feels like you're cave crawling.
Yeah.
But is it like shooting fucking, I don't know.
Yeah. It shoots.
They don't want to do it too much. Yeah. Bro, right on right there, dude. The sunlight is the only beams you need.
Yeah.
Dude, also, I think the reason this dude's ball dropped late is because some people are born without DHT production. And so that's what actually gets your nut to drop when you're young. Wow. So some people's nuts don't drop until puberty because you don't need DHT at that point to go. It's not part of the puberty process. So there's people who have internal testes and they drop when they're like 13 because... Yeah, they just have a genetic malfunction with DHT, but it's good. You'll keep your hair forever.
A 1.7, dude. I don't see how that's fucking possible.
Yeah. Well, I'm have good hair, too.
Because I had to inhibit my DHT. It's from taking a Propecia and stuff like that. But it's good. That'll help you with your free-range tea, so go for it, baby.
Yeah, the whole 3 and 4 ball thing, I've never heard of that in my life. So.
Yeah, that's too many balls, huh?
Yeah, that's a lot of balls.
Save some for the rest of us,
dude,
bro.
Yeah, I'm jealous, dude.
Yeah.
And then how's your career going?
Yeah. The career. Career's fine.
You imagine having 4 balls with this economy?
Yeah, dude.
Wow, dude.
Dude, the confidence?
Yeah. There's like triplets waiting for you.
Pay your fair share, dude.
I say just get checked. It doesn't hurt. When I found out he had cancer, I got checked the same week.
Yeah.
Because I freaked out.
Dude, yeah. So I was going through chemo and Waleed tried to shave his head in like solidarity with me. And it was just a buzz cut. Like it wasn't bald.
I didn't go all the way.
It's like a Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah, it's just like short on the side.
You just
look very handsome. You just look better. Thank you, dude.
Yeah.
6'5".
I thought that was, it was like Kenny's like buzz that he has like right now.
Yeah.
Did it, I'm curious about, did you do like did your stuff that you did on camera, was it the same or did it change the tone of that when you were going through that process?
We milked the baby.
Oh, fine. Oh, like my on-camera stuff? Yeah, dude. There's a TikToker guy. I feel bad. He went through cancer too, but he like went through like the whole process, all like videotaping it, like really positive, spreading good vibes about it. I didn't record myself like going through chemo. I went through it in 2021 when like shit was like masked up still, like no one could come in. It was just me by myself, like chilling in the fucking room, getting dripped up. But the process, like I kept it positive. Like I kept, I made hell jokes about it. I still talk about it. Like I don't, yeah, it was chill.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
The engagement though, it crushed.
Yeah, dude. back to corporate voicemails.
Yes.
That one I just wanted to throw it because I thought it was funny that the dude, not funny, but on a serious note, get checked out. Ultrasound isn't that scary. Highly recommend doing it. And on behalf of expense for healthcare, I had healthcare. So can't really speak on how expensive it is, but I'm not going to lie to you. Any fucking, if you get like just like looked at, it's like $1,000. So
go to KJ, yeah. KJ will get you right.
KJ will make you forget about it. Yeah. So. You'll die, but you'll be stoked.
Yeah.
And you'll get to be a dom.
Yeah, dude. But good luck to you, sir. Good luck, Jacob.
Here's our second caller.
Yes.
Hey, Zach and Waleed. I heard you were looking for some workplace drama. Basically, I used to work for a gas station. And I was supposed to be at work at like 5 a.m. the next day, and I face planted into a giant boulder on a mountain.
Whoa.
And got a concussion. And so I called them and I was like, hey, I can't come into work. And they were like, okay, well, it's going to be a no call, no show. And I was like, but I'm calling right now. That's not how that works. And they were like, basically, like, it's going to be an absence. And so then I called again at 4:30 before I was supposed to be there at 5 and quit my job without a 2 weeks notice and blocked the number.
Fuck yeah.
Smart. I've done that.
I've never been fired from a job. How many jobs have you been fired from? I have none.
Great voicemail.
Yeah.
Hope you're better. I'm assuming that was a while ago. But face planting into a boulder and then expected to go to work is a rough one.
Was she mountain biking? Did she?
I don't know.
She didn't say. Yeah, why was she bouldering?
I thought bouldering is a new sport. No, like, just swan diving.
Maybe. Bad decision your first day at work.
Yeah.
Doing a really big extreme sport.
Yeah.
I always thought that it'd be tough to be in like your mid to late 30s and to call in and be like, I hurt myself skateboarding. And your boss is like, why are you skateboarding?
That wasn't part of the interview process when we asked you what you do outside of work. Yeah. Pokemon cards, Yu-Gi-Oh.
And not having health insurance too and still skateboarding.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You guys ever done like the I-5 drive from SoCal to NorCal and you get like those random cities? Do you guys ever wonder where they live? Like the people with like the gas stations that are out in the middle fucking nowhere?
Yeah.
Dude, like this is what I'm imagining. This girl like 5 a.m. work and like you have to be at a gas
station. It's fucked up. I fantasize about them.
Yeah?
I like, okay, they go home in their little farm.
Yeah, dude. Like I don't know where you live. Yeah. Like how far like off the grapevine are you?
Turning
like,
butter.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many people do you know?
Yeah. Who are your friends?
You know like five people's names.
Well, like what's your Friday night looking like?
Yeah, dude. Do you like coming to LA ever? Like you're welcome to live here. I'll give you a ride once in a while, you know, like
you clock out and you're just like, I'm just going to go hang out by the rocks.
Damn, dude. Yeah. But any job firings that you guys have had?
I was going to make up something, but no.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, you're a golden child.
Yeah.
I got fired. Yeah. I was an assistant to actually a person who was, one of the first like podcasting impresarios. He was doing well in the biz and I was trying to learn about it. I was one of the worst assistants. I mean, I would have given my life for this guy. Like I helped him move. I would run through a wall for him, but I'm like terrible with logistics. So I would send him to like the wrong place for a meeting. He would like call me and be like, hey, I'm at the Starbucks on the west side. Like, where's the other guy? I was like, oh fuck, dude. I'm like supposed to be on the east side. I'm like, let me check the maps. I'm like, you're an hour and 20 away. I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh my God.
How long did you have that gig for?
Only like 3 or 4 months. And then I was really sincere. Like every time I'd mess up, I'd send him a long email being like, dude, I'm so sorry. Like you deserve better than this. I'm doing a bad job. And at a certain point he was like, dude, I love you, but you just like really suck at this.
Fair enough.
You want to speak on your market one?
Oh yeah, I got laid off working at a company for like 4 or 5 years. And
do you guys know Market?
It was like Chinatown Market. It was like a
brand.
Yeah. I was there. It was like the face of the brand.
Yeah.
And then literally. Gave like a good chunk of my life. Yeah. They got laid off, but we're still friends.
Yeah, but your Hasbulla story of the week.
Oh yeah, fucking.
You
so the
Hasbulla?
Week.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So the week I got laid off, I made a collab happen with Hasbulla and Market, and it was our biggest collab.
Legendary.
Biggest collab. Like, we sold through, like, hella products. We made a plush of Hasbulla, and, like, Hasbulla's very sensitive of, like, idolizing himself because he's Muslim.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So biggest drop of the year, and then the next day I got laid off.
Yeah. Really? Is he a good guy, Hasbulla?
Yeah, I mean, he's, like, he comes in a crew. I want to be careful. He comes in a crew of like Russian dudes. And the thing is, like, if you want to get good stuff out of him, he's almost like a little kid in the way of like, not because of his height.
Yeah.
But like you got to get him like happy.
Yeah, his demeanor seems like that. Like he's so playful in this stuff.
Yeah, but you have to like get him like, oh look, we brought you some really cool cars to like mess around with, or like,
yeah,
oh,
but he pinched his cheek when you said that.
No. Well, that's like a cultural thing. Oh, yeah.
Are the dudes he's with kind of hard?
Yeah, they're like Dagestani, ripped, and like they're protecting him.
Dagestan over the last couple of years. I mean, talk about a meteoric comma.
Good for them. Like, good for them. And then they're scary too because they're like, is this pizza halal? The pizza that I ordered. I was like, fuck, I don't know. Because they're like hardcore Muslim too.
Interesting.
And so, I mean, he was overall pretty nice.
Yeah, just a legendary drop that you just
You got laid off the next day,
literally like 2 days after.
Did you get a reason? Like,
it was just like, you know, the typical like corporate, like, you know, due to difficult decisions.
Yeah,
restructuring. Yeah, restructuring, all that stuff.
Damn.
But we're still chill.
Yeah.
I almost got, I was an intern at a reality TV company, and this dude who I was boys with, but he would pick on me at work. And it got pretty, I just have like one of those faces people like to pick on me sometimes. He started like flicking my ears and stepping on my shoes when I was walking and stuff.
What?
And I don't think he knew it was upsetting me. And I talked to my family about it. My parents are like animals. They're like, you gotta like,
say something.
They're like, you gotta hit him.
Take
and
him
then
back.
So I smacked him one time after work.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. He tried to leave. Like he went down, he left early and I like followed him and I was like staring at him in the elevator. Yeah. And I'm not a very big guy, but I just had like a maniac glaze. I was like, I'm going to kill you. And then, and we got downstairs and I was like, we were in New York. I was like, come to Union Square with me. We're going to fight and we're going to settle this. And then he was like, no. And then, and then I went, fight me. And I didn't slap him hard. It was more just like,
yeah,
just the fact that I touched him,
yeah,
like felt in so intense to both of us. And I just like smacked my hand across his face and he just looked at me like I was out of my mind. And he started running down the street and I chased him for like two blocks. And then I came to like what I was doing and I hopped in a cab and went home and I called my dad and I was like, Dad, I like punched my coworker. I feel like I'm just totally deranged. And then my dad was like, he was proud of me. He's like, you did the right thing.
Closed fist or open fist?
Yeah.
I got laid off. It's not a great story, but yeah, I just got fired from my first ever job. They put me on a PIP, performance indicator plan or whatever it was, 45
which basically
days.
Means you're fired.
Yeah.
What does that mean? They're just like monitoring you to see like everything you're doing, if it's worth it.
Yeah. I was jumping through hoops to try and keep this job because I was still on healthcare, like the whole situation. I still needed it and they let me go after that. So it's all good.
Were you like, when they put you on that, were you like, all right, I'm just like on biding
I looked
time.
It up. It was my first time ever hearing of it. I thought that I was okay. I thought I just had to get my shit together.
Because when he texted me about it, I asked one of my coworkers, I was like, have you ever heard of a PIP before? He's like, yeah, basically means they're fired.
Yeah. So but the more I Googled it, the more I knew I was fucked.
Has it changed your guys' dynamic on it? Where like now that people will work for you guys at various times, has it changed the way you think back on the bosses that you had?
Yeah.
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 Well, you oversee people, so you can speak on it if you want
to. I mean, now because like for the kebab cart, there's like we had our first pop-up.
You're my boss.
And like
you're on the PIP list.
Yeah, dude. He's on PIP. And you know what? I think like I look back and I kind of learned this from my boss a little bit. Like he was always like, not like pizza party kind of vibe. Like, hey, if everyone does good, we all get pizza parties.
Yeah.
But he would always like, okay, guys, let's all like, let's take a PJ to New York and get sugarfish.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, I was like, this is sick as fuck. Like, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then so I took a little bit of that. And like, even from the first pop-up, like we updated everyone because we made money. And I was like, okay, everyone's going to get paid more. Zach's finally going to get paid for once.
Yeah.
So it felt good like having everyone get a little piece of the pie.
Like taking care of the
team.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Last voicemail, please. Kenny, roll it.
So y'all said to call one about work drama, and I work at a salon, and to put it simply, one of our hairdressers happened to not only steal a car from our owner, but they also managed to commit identity theft from her own mother and her daughter. And is now facing multiple lawsuits from multiple people because she just keeps running away. And we didn't know any of this until she didn't show up one day, and that was because she fled once again. So she also was very rough with the clients and was going to face charges for that as well, but now we have no idea where she went. So be on the lookout.
She shows up here. Ah!
I just think it's so funny. Like, you get your hair fucked up at the barber, but it's not really her. Like, you're like, oh, Denise fucked up my hair. Like, yeah, that's not really Denise. She's out. Yeah.
Denise doesn't exist.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Well, who fucked up my hair?
I cut my own hair.
The country, yeah.
Yeah.
I was listening.
Just like a Fight Club thing.
I was listening to that whole thing. I was like, is this KJ again? KJ is just everywhere.
Damn. Well,
how do you get your identity stolen, first of all? That's on you.
Yeah. Just one password, dude.
She said she was rough with the customers and she's facing
charges. Yeah.
Like, she fucked up people's hair so bad that they went to the cops.
Yeah. Yeah, how do you get rough where you're just like blow drying and you just smack them?
Yeah. Well, you see those videos
looking around
like, yeah. India where like people like do the haircut, they're smacking the back of it.
Yeah.
So you get the back off, you know, the back hair.
You're like, let me give you a scalp massage and just fucking you just like, oh,
yeah, 12-6 elbows.
Oh, oh. Just beat the shit out of you. Like, this is Swedish.
Sending these lovely gentlemen off.
That's right.
Loud and proud. Chad and JT, go check out their podcast.
That's right.
Any socials you would like to plug? TikTok, Instagram, anything like that?
So our podcast, Chad and JT Go Deep on YouTube.
Yep.
Chad Goes Deep Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, should we plug the perineum sunning idea, even without a date?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What we're trying to do, we're trying to hold the world record for perineum sunning. Which is like,
what is that?
It's butthole sunning.
I knew, yeah. I was like, wait, is that the butthole spreading?
Which is like the healthiest thing you can do. You won't need MRIs if you do this.
Yeah.
No healthcare?
No health. You don't need healthcare if you do this.
Hey, are the world record for how many people or how
at
long?
Once. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
That's and amazing.
So, unity.
This is a call to all SoCal people. I think we're going to do it in San Diego.
Yeah, Blacks Beach because it's nude accepting.
Yeah. So if you're in San Diego and you want to sun your b-hole, come meet us.
Okay, wait. Now I can't send you off. Like, hang on a second. Yeah. When you're sunning, like, what is it called?
Perineum.
Perineum sunning. No one can see other people's assholes because your head's down, right? So it's kind of isolated in a sense.
You are in your own little like bubble.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can't see it. Like when you're sun or whatever.
Perineum.
Yeah, perineum. You. What is the position that you're in? Like, is it face down?
You're grabbing your ankles.
Oh,
yeah. Thank you.
I thought it was like face down spreading.
You can do it that way, but you won't get as many of the health benefits.
Yeah.
You won't get full coverage.
Solar.
It doesn't penetrate the gooch.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
And San Diego's usually cloudy. Are you guys picking like a good day of sun coming out, or you guys haven't picked a date yet?
No, actually, we just thought of it.
Yeah, so.
but our whole heart's going into it, and we're going to make it happen.
Yeah. We're going to make sure it's sunny.
And we want to, look, we've been surprised sometimes at not getting the huge event we wanted, but with this one, it's a guarantee. I know it's going to work.
I could bring the card out.
I was going to say.
Dude! Dude!
Make a menu item. We could special.
I mean, what else do you want? Some nude butthole stunning and some good eats with some good people?
It's just so gassy after shawarma.
Yeah. we'll save for after.
Yeah, after, for sure.
Oh, man. Well, Chad and JT goes deep, or go deep.
Go deep?
Go deep.
Go deep.
Perennial, we can't even say it. Whatever, they're crushing it. Please go check them out all across socials, their podcasts. You can call into their podcast Loud, Live and Proud. Mm-hmm. So please, thank you guys for coming in. It's very nice meeting you guys.
Thanks for having
us. Dude, it was so fun. Thank you guys. Yeah, it's good to meet you guys. It's the first time we met.
One last, can we do, for Grace's cam, we could do a nice Shaka cam. Hell yeah. Thank you guys.
Awesome. Thank you.